certain lights at night, and then they would smell like a goat had been there. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Really some extraordinary stories. And if you, we talk about UFOs today without...
I don't see why there couldn't be some UFOs. The folks here have been to the moon. So the moon folks would come here from some other planet. Yeah, I don't see why it should be a disbelief, because suppose somebody had seen these fellas when they were on the moon. It'd been about the same thing, wouldn't it?
Same thing, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Strange appearance. When you grew up on the farm and would go to town, would you tell me something about what you do in town, the different places that you visit, and things like that?
Yes, this is quite interesting. We didn't go to town often. As children, it's according to your age. If you were a very young child, you went to town once a year. And as you got older, they would increase your visits to town. But when you got there, you didn't have any place to go. There was no place to go. On Saturday was the day that everybody went to town. And you just walk around the square and look in the show windows and see what was in there, and maybe buy yourself a cone of ice cream or Coca-Cola or something of that sort, and spend the whole day there and then go back home. That was it.
Mm-hmm. What were the different stores and different places that you remember in Oxford?
You mean, what was in a certain place then and where something is now?
Well, and a place where a play might be performed, or did you?
Oh, the theater. Yeah, we didn't ever go to the show. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
No, we didn't ever go to the show.
Was there a place that you get books and things?
No,
like
we didn't have a library either.
They didn't.
Mm-mm. Oh, it hadn't been so long since Oxford had a public library. It's kind of late to have a public library in Oxford.
And did they have, I've seen that colonial place there in the square. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty old?
Yes, it's very old, because I believe it's just about dilapidated now, and they don't house anything in it. Last time I read something about it was a taxi cab stand. I remember there were three hotels in Oxford, two a long time ago, the Colonial, and I can't think of the name of that other one. But later on, there was a third hotel called the Henry Hotel. It was on Jackson Avenue. All those people died. Those who didn't die, they went out of business. And I don't think any of those, it was owned and operated by the Lawhorn family. And none of those people are in Oxford now. So those buildings have been, some people are renting some for stores, and congregation is having church there. Of course, they're building them a church now, but they have had church there. So we don't have any hotels, just the inn and the Holiday Inn and the motels.
Mm-hmm. Did Oxford was known as the county?
The county seat.
County seat. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anybody say county site?
No.
No, always seat.
Mm-hmm.
And would you describe other places, your place where you always call a place where you bought stamps, just the
post office?
And how about the county, the assessor and the judge and all that? What was all that known?
Oh, that's in the courthouse, the tax assessor's office in the courthouse, and upstairs is where they have court, and let's see, downstairs. Now, there used to be a lot of things housed in the courthouse, because the county superintendent's office was there, the sheriff's office, the chancery clerk, the circuit clerk, and the tax assessor. All those offices were